From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Cuban-American poet Richard Blanco comes home to the Miami Book Fair this week to present his new childhood memoir, The Prince of Los Cocuyos. In the first part of our interview yesterday, I spoke with Blanco about his fresh take on the Cuban identity. In the second part today, Blanco talks about his early awakening as a gay man and celebrity after his big moment at last year's presidential inauguration. Richard, throughout this memoir, you're dealing with two identity crises, your Cubanality, but also your homosexuality. How was that different in the Cuban context?
There's a particular brand of homophobia that my grandmother comes to represent, and it's more complex than one would think. And it's not the brand of you're going to hell, this is evil. It's really, it comes into play this whole machismo thing. And so the real crime was to be effeminate, to act like a girl. So my grandmother in the book, in sometimes very funny situations, her job is to butch me up, you know.
But she keeps telling you to at least put on the facade of
right,
un hombre.
Yeah. Right. There's, at least in my life, a very famous saying. She says, es mejor serlo y no parecerlo que parecerlo y no serlo, which the idea was being that it's actually more honorable to be gay and not act like it. My identity, even as a gay man, even as an open gay man, is still affected by that. You know, if you put me in a room full of gay Latinos, I would feel much more comfortable because there's another layer, right? There's another connection point that makes sense to me.
When you read at Obama's inauguration, much was made, perhaps too much was made, of the fact that you were both Latino and gay. Is it a burden sometimes when people expect you to be a literary beacon of America's 21st century diversity?
Not yet. I mean, I just must be a weird animal. I'm like, bring it on. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I love being able to be there for people. And depending on my level of patience, I take the opportunity to have conversations with people that might not have those experiences, if it's a genuine conversation. Sometimes, of course, there's the bigoted opinion or that overly empathetic heart that is sometimes so ignorant. Here's one of the worst things that you could ever say to a Cuban American. I want to go to Cuba before it changes. That's sort of like saying, I want to go to North Korea before it changes, which it just implies to me, you know, nothing. But I love representing who I am. I love doing it for myself. I love doing it for the millions of stories like mine, lives like mine, which the inauguration has, in a sense, I didn't realize how much that meant not to only to me, but so many people. I didn't realize, if not, I might have really freaked out, how much was on my shoulders until afterwards.
Were you consciously injecting poetry into, there are some very poetic passages where, for example, you describe yourself as a boy lying on the bed like a flowered drumstick under the ceiling fan, trying to cool off in the Miami heat. How important was it to you to inject poetry into this prose work?
No, but it was actually the opposite. I had to resist myself because the poetic tendency is to go on for three pages describing the clear vinyl plastic covering the sofa. So I had to actually draw back to just use poetry sparingly and at just the right moment.
I asked Blanco to read one of those moments, here describing his first trip to Cuba.
Going into the April morning on a plane descending into Havana, the flutter of palm trees, miming stories, the turquoise sea lacing the island just as I had imagined it, the red clay of the earth begging my hands to dig into it. I will begin to sob. My mother will give me a tissue and ask me what's wrong. I will tell her, I am all this. I am all that you are.
Richard Blanco will speak about The Prince of Los Cocuyos Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Miami Book Fair. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.